You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. And not only is it a Friday, but it's a Falcons Friday. First preseason game gets going tonight. It's going down tonight, y'all. Falcons, Dolphins, and of course, you already know you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. You can hear every single Atlanta Falcons football game, including tonight, right here on 92.9 The Game. So we're going to get into that first and foremost. You already know what it is. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers out there as well, making sure that people are having a good stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, making sure the people are getting from home to work in a safe and timely manner, riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers. And we got a new one to add to the list. Shout out to Clint for sending me this yesterday via IG. He said, we need an early morning shout out for me and my coworker, early morning vending technicians. All my vending machine technicians out there. What up, Clint? And what up, Clint's coworker? He ain't tell me your name, but what up, though? They leave at 4 a.m., travel all around Georgia repairing vending machines and coffee equipment. So he wanted a shout out. There's your shout out, big dog. Shout out to Clint and all my other vending machine technicians out there riding around and getting in and hustling this morning. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Like we said, it's a Falcons Friday. Preseason game number one goes down tonight. Falcons, Dolphins. When we get to grilling Dylan in about 37 minutes from now, want to know what you're looking out for, what you're most excited for when it comes to the first preseason game. I think a lot of people's answer is going to be seeing Michael Penix Jr. in action, which I totally understand. I get it. Everybody wants to see the rook go out there and ball out. Everybody wants to see the lefty go out there and throw some dimes, throw some darts, which that is definitely one of the things that I am most excited for sure. I'm also very excited to see these young rookies on defense. I really am excited to see the Braylon Trices of the world. I'm really excited to see Clark Phillips. I think Clark Phillips is probably going to get some action. So if he ends up being out there going up against the maybe second team of wide receivers for the Dolphins, still want to see how he performs. Definitely excited to see guys like Rook Arororo as well, Brandon Dorlus. Excited to see all the young players on defense because they should get plenty of play time. So a lot of good things to watch out for. I'm excited to see Jace McClellan as well, the running back out of Alabama, to see he's probably going to get to tote the rock a lot. I'm excited to see what he can be because honestly think that's a sneaky good draft pick for the Falcons. I liked it ever since they picked him up. Most Alabama running backs work out. Now, some of them haven't. Trent Richardson. But, a lot of them have. Derrick Henry. Najee Harris has been solid thus far. So we've had plenty of Alabama running backs work out. Mark Ingram had himself a very nice career. So you got to like an Alabama running back. But anywho, excited to see Jace McClellan. Excited to see how maybe some of these young receivers step up because we also did on the bad news side of things when it comes to the Falcons. We did receive an update that Rondale Moore has been placed on the reserve injured list, and he is out for the season with a knee injury. So no real surprise there. When you hear guys put in an air cast and then it was a non-contact injury and then it was a knee injury, the writing was on the wall. Obviously, we all had hope as Falcons fans that he would be able to come back at some point, but the writing was on the wall that he was probably going to be done for the year. And then when it's an injury where they're calling practice afterwards and they're like, yeah, let's just regroup and get to the preseason game, when something like that happens, it's not good 9 times out of 10. And unfortunately for Rondale Moore, he is going to miss the entirety of this season, and you just hope for a speedy recovery, and you hope that this is only going to affect him for this season, and you hope that it's not going to be anything further than that, and you hope that he is going to be able to come back next season, hopefully even stronger. But Rondale Moore is out for the year. The Falcons did replace him on the injured reserve list. They also, by the way, signed Ryan Sanborn, punter out of Texas, I believe, and he was on the team last season for a time, but he's back. But I said all that to say that I'm interested to see whatever receivers do play. It seems like there could be an open spot for maybe one of those guys now. So go out there and ball out. Go out there and show why you deserve to be on this 53-man roster at the end of the day. Get open for Michael Penix Jr. or Taylor Heinicke, whoever's going to be throwing to you, and go out there and make a name for yourself and go ahead and try to find a spot on this team. So I'm interested to see what the wide receivers look like. Interested to see Jace McClellan. Obviously, Michael Penix Jr. And then I'm very interested to see, again, the young rookies on defense and see just what they can do. See if they can create some pass rush. If Braylon Trice can get some sacks maybe in the first preseason game. And well, it should be a pretty good matchup for Braylon Trice. I was looking at Sporting News yesterday, and they put out an article about some matchups to watch and position battles to watch as far as the Falcons and Dolphin preseason game goes tonight. And one of them was Braylon Trice versus Patrick Paul. Patrick Paul, the Dolphins' second-round pick, offensive tackle. And they were talking about how Braylon Trice and Patrick Paul, they're both very much physical, powerful dudes, and how there's going to be a lot of physicality happening in that matchup and see who gets the best out of that matchup. And obviously, the Falcons want Braylon Trice to be good and fine, and you know they want him to be that franchise pass rusher. We all want him to be that franchise pass rusher that can, you know, maybe along with Arnold Mbakati, get, you know, somewhere between 8 and double-digit sacks a game. I'm not expecting that out of him this season, obviously, but at some point, you would like to see Braylon Trice and Arnold Mbakati kind of be those two edge rushers for you and those two franchise edge rushers for you. So we'll see if that ends up happening in the Dolphins. We've been talking about, really since last season, they have gotten their breakfast, lunch, and dinner eaten by the Falcons defensive line in these past 2 years of joint practices. So they've had offensive line problems for the past two seasons, and those continue, and they're obviously wanting somebody to step up and become a force on that offensive line. So that is going to be one matchup to watch. And again, just Michael Penix and how he handles the expectations. Look, let's let Michael Penix make some mistakes. Let's not get too high or too low from what we see out of Michael Penix tonight. There's going to be some times where we go, "Ooh, that was nice." And there's also going to be times where we're like, "Yeah, that's the rookie in you. That's the rookie in you. You got to learn that one." Mm-hmm. That's a learning lesson there. So there's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. So let's just let Michael Penix have a great first experience playing football in the NFL. And let's not, again, get too crazy with, "Oh, he needs to be the starter over Kirk Cousins. He's already better than Kirk, this, that, and the third. We need to let him play right now." Let's not have any of that, and let's not get, "Oh, man, you know what? I think Penix is a bust. Falcons should have drafted Dallas Turner. Should have got Leiatu Latu. Drafted a bust. He's going to be a bust. He's never going to be able to play." Let's not do either one of those things. Now, I don't think that'll happen realistically, but, you know, you might end up hearing it from somebody. You really just never know. But Michael Penix. And then another good matchup that they talked about here in the Sporting News article, too, was also Jace McClellan versus Carlos Washington Jr., two running backs who, in a deep running back room, are trying to find a spot for themselves. Obviously, Jace McClellan, the sixth-round pick out of Alabama, the rookie, and Carlos Washington, who is a former undrafted free agent. He's also trying to emerge as that third running back option behind Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. And apparently Washington has performed well in practice, while Jace McClellan has not done as much to stand out. But again, how many reps are both of these guys getting? Who knows? And what do they both do in game-like situations? Again, one thing to do something in practice, it's the other to go out and do it when it's game time. So that'll be another interesting matchup to watch and see. And one that we also talked about a couple minutes ago that I'll dive more into here is, again, Clark Phillips, how he looks against the, again, probably backup receiving core against the Dolphins, because I doubt we'll see Tyreek Hill, doubt we'll see Jalen Waddle, won't see Odell Beckham Jr. So how does he look up against some of these backup guys that's the Dolphins roll out there, maybe some combination of a Braxton Berrios, River Crackcraft, and Malik Washington? Those are probably guys that he could see. So is Clark Phillips going to be able to maybe get back into the race when it comes to that second corner spot opposite A.J. Terrell? Because right now it seems like Mike Hughes honestly has that job for the most part locked up. Again, still three preseason games, if you count tonight, obviously. And then still plenty of practice to be had. So we will see what happens with Clark Phillips, but seems like Mike Hughes is still in the pole position as far as that second cornerback spot goes. But a lot to watch out for tonight, a lot to be excited about, and I am very, very excited to see what this Falcons team is going to look like. Now, as far as starters, we won't see Kirk Cousins, and I'm going to let you hear from Kirk Cousins here quickly before we go to break, him talking about how he's going to approach the preseason, knowing that he probably isn't going to play. But if we see any starters, what starters could we see? I don't think without Kirk Cousins, we're not going to see any of the offensive line, so I think it's going to be completely backup offensive linemen. Not sure we'll see Drake London. Don't think we'll see Kyle Pitts. Don't think we'll see Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. On defense, maybe we see some starters. On defense, you know, maybe we get Grady and David Onyemata and some starters for like a series on defense. Maybe not at all. So there is a chance we don't see any starters. But if we do see any starters, I think it'll probably be exclusively on the defensive side of the ball. I don't think we'll see any starters on offense, at least not in game one, not tonight. But maybe I think there could be a solid, somewhat solid chance we see some defensive starters tonight. But we will have to wait and see. But speaking of some offensive starters, Kirk Cousins, again, probably 99.9% chance he's not playing in the preseason. So he did say, he did kind of double down when he talked to the media the other day, that he would like to play in the preseason, but he understands the risks. And he also talked about how he is approaching preseason games, knowing that he's most likely not going to play.
It's a calculated deal of if you could promise me I'm coming out feeling no worse for the wear, absolutely, I'd love to play all four quarters. But the reality is that you can't promise me that. And so you have to be calculated and say, hey, risk versus reward. Let's get all we can in these 2 days, and then we'll protect you is really the thought process. And it has been around the league now for a while. And I got to get as many mental reps as I can, standing there with the earpiece in, looking at the coverage and trying to make sure that I'm saying to myself, okay, I go to the scout route there. Okay, I throw the sit. Okay, I progress backside of the base. Okay, get to Bijan here. So you're kind of playing the game from the sideline as you're watching.
Playing the game from the sideline as he's watching. That's what Kirk Cousins is probably going to do for all three of these preseason games. But rather have him healthy for week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers than anything. So I definitely understand it. You got to be careful. And sounds like he's got some good reps in joint practices as well. And so I'm cool with that. And as long as he comes out looking pretty sharp, week one against the Steelers, which I'm sure he will, it's all good. All right, when we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we got to talk about it. The Braves, real danger. They're in real danger of not making the postseason. They are hanging on to one last postseason spot right now by a thread. And it's bad right now. It's bad right now, Braves fans. We'll talk about it next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever they may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry and all our early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there. Shout out to my guy Clint for adding a new one to the list. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Oh, this is going to be the one down moment of this show, man. But we got to talk about it at least for a little bit. At least for a little bit. I know. The Braves, they lose. And not only lose, but get blown out again last night. I mean, yesterday, I should say, by the Milwaukee Brewers, 16-7, the final score. And this game got ugly. Not only did it get ugly, but it got ugly quick. was 8-0, I believe, at one point. And I can't with this team right now. I really just can't with this team right now. Like, what in the world is going on? Well, actually, you know what? I kind of know what's going on. You had bad Bryce when you lost the first game of the series. Chris Sale wasn't great. He did enough, but then the bullpen had a bad game in the second game of the series. And then we got bad Charlie Morton yesterday as well. And the bullpen didn't really help his cause either. But the game was pretty much over with by the time the bullpen came in anyway. Charlie Morton gives up 3 runs in the first inning, 3 runs in the second inning, and he gives up 2 runs in the third inning. And then he was out after that. Didn't make it past the third inning. It was 8-0 by the top of the third. That's all you really need to know. Bright spot, Austin Riley hit a 3-run homer. Marcell Ozuna hit a home run. So that was cool, but it was not really mattering because by the time when Marcell Ozuna hit his solo home run, that made it 14-4. Made it 14-4. So again, you didn't have good pitching at all this series. And the offense wasn't good in game one. But the offense, I mean, it didn't really matter in this last game, let's just be honest. But I mean, the offense did score 5 in game two in what was a close game for some of it. And Austin Riley did have that clutch 2-run homer that gave him the lead, and the bullpen blew it, talking about game two. And then yesterday, again, it was good to see Austin Riley stay hot and hit that 3-run homer. It was good to see Marcell hit another home run. So, I mean, bright side, the offense has scored 5 runs and 7 runs the past 2 games. So 12 runs total the past 2 games for the offense. I mean, that's good, right? But the pitching hasn't been good this whole series against the Brewers. Like I said, Bryce Elder was bad Bryce in game one. Chris Sale kept you in the game somewhat in game two. Wasn't great. Then the bullpen blew it for you. And then game three, Charlie Morton just got absolutely shelled. So pitching let you down in this series. But now, look, Braves are in some real trouble. They're in some deep, deep trouble because they are just percentage points ahead of the New York Mets for that final playoff spot in the wild card. Literally percentage points. Actually, no, they're not. The Mets won last night, so the Braves are currently not. If the playoffs started today, Braves wouldn't be in it. As crazy as that is to think, as long as they've been in that top wild card spot, these past 3 days, they have dropped out of the wild card completely. The Mets are at 61-54. You're at 60-54. You are a half game behind the New York Mets. So you're not even second in the division. You're third in the division, and you are on the outside looking in the playoff picture. That is how bad it's gotten. It's bad. It's not good. So what has to happen? What has to happen? Braves got to come up against the Rockies this weekend, starting tonight, I believe, and they got to absolutely wipe the floor, exercise all demons against a bad Colorado Rockies team. And that series does start tonight, 8:40. It's going to be Grant Holmes getting the start for the Braves and Tanner Gordon getting the start for the Rockies. Tanner Gordon, 0-3 on the year, 6.75 ERA. Hasn't been good. Grant Holmes, he's been good. ERA right at 3, whip right at 1. He's been solid. We need Grant Holmes to come out and be solid again, and we need this Braves team to just win. Just win a game. Just start by at this point, just one game at a time. That's really how we have to look at it, Braves fans. One game at a time. But I say that, and I'm about to contradict myself already. You got to sweep the Rockies. You have to. It just feels like you have to. Honestly, at this point, it doesn't even feel like 2 out of 3 is good enough. You take 2 out of 3, of course, but you really need to sweep the Rockies. Point blank, period. And you're going to have to take care of business, and you're going to need a little bit of help too. And it's not getting any easier. Giants are right there behind you as far as coming up on your rear too. They're 59-58, and after a three-game set with the Rockies, you got a four-game set with the Giants. Then you should hopefully be able to beat up on the Angels. They're 51-64, and then three against the Phillies, which will be big time as well. But who knows where – you're taking it one game at a time because you don't even know where the Braves are going to be by the time they get to August 20th, which is that first game against the Phillies. So it ain't good right now in Braves land. I'm still just staring at the panic button. I haven't hit it yet, but I'm staring at it, sweating a little bit, and I'm thinking about lifting my hand up. I really am. And I'll let you know this. The panic button might be pushed depending on how this weekend goes. If you don't at least, at the absolute very least, take 2 out of 3 against the Rockies, the panic button will be pushed. Point blank, period. The panic button will be pushed. But let's go back to last night really quickly and let's hear from Charlie Morton because he did speak to the media and he was talking about how his stuff felt good and he thought he was getting a good spin rate and all that stuff on his pitches last night, but he just knew he was going up against a good hitting team as well.
Man, I look back and it's just like the way my ball's spinning. I think the way the ball's moving, I think it's no better or worse than normal. I just think that they're a really good team. And I think that the windows there for me today weren't big at all. There was barely any chase. The Churio first at bat, he chased 2 balls way out of the zone. But other than that, I just don't feel like there was a ton of chase. It's like you really got to make the right pitch in the right situation to them because they're very patient. There wasn't a lot of chase. There was a lot of deep counts, fouling balls off.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear Charlie Morton talk about that too, how he wasn't getting any chase. Like, the Milwaukee Brewers hitters were very patient, as you heard him say, weren't chasing any bad pitches, and he really had to hit his spots and hit his spots for strikes because they weren't swinging at any balls out in the zone. They weren't biting on that breaking ball. So it was, again, you heard Charlie Morton say he didn't feel like any of his pitches were any better or any worse than what they have been all season long. Just that was a good hitting team being patient and waiting on their pitch, knowing the scouting report on Charlie Morton, and then just going out there and executing. So tough day at the ballpark. It's been a tough week for Braves fans. 5-game losing streak now for the Bravos. And look, just to go out on a positive note, to end this segment on a positive note. We saw how fast it flipped around for the bad. Because just think, what, the beginning of this week? Literally the beginning of this week, we were talking about, man, the Braves might have a shot to bring this thing back and still win the division. Only, what, five and a half games out of first place? We might be able to catch Philly. We mess around and take 2 out of 3 against the Brewers, beat up on the Rockies, beat up on the Giants, beat up on the Angels. You know, we might be able to wither this thing down. Philly hasn't been playing great. We might be able to wither this thing down and still catch the Phillies for the division. Now we aren't even in the playoffs. If the playoffs started today, we would not be in. That's how fast things can flip. That's how quickly things can change. So with that being said, as fast as they've changed for the bad, they can change that quickly for the good. So we will see what happens, but I just hope that the Braves can flush this week out, start the weekend off right with a win against the Colorado Rockies. They are in Colorado, by the way. Hopefully some of these hitters can get hot up in Coors Field, which we know is a launching pad for hitters. So hopefully we'll see more Austin Riley home runs. Hopefully Matt Olson get hot. Hopefully see Marcell Ozuna home runs. Michael Harris should be coming back soon. August 14th is the target date. And hopefully this Braves team can just start to turn things around. But not good right now, y'all. Not good. All right, when we come back, let's get something that is good. Grillin' Dylan, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929. Couple of questions for you here on a Falcons Friday. Who are you most excited to see play tonight? besides Michael Penix? That's the easy answer. Who are you most excited to see besides Michael Penix? And is there a specific position battle? Is there a specific matchup that you're watching out for? Two questions that you can answer when we come back here on the Hometown Take. We can also talk about movies, music, life, sports. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it next year on the Falcons Friday. Grillin' Dylan. Right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. And not just any Friday, but a Falcons Friday. Excited for the preseason tonight. Falcons getting the preseason kicked off, of course, against the Miami Dolphins. Just had a couple of joint practices against them. And a couple of questions for you here for Grill and Dylan. One, who are you most excited to see play tonight for the Falcons besides Michael Penix? We're all excited to see Michael Penix. And also, is there a specific matchup, a specific position battle you're watching for tonight as well? We talked about a little bit about those position battles and matchups that could be fun to watch tonight. We talked about that a little bit in the first segment. But we can also talk about whatever you like. Yeah. So call me up right now, 404-726-0929. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a minute. I do want to quickly bring up, because I got to talk about this. It wouldn't be right if I didn't talk about this. How about like Captain America and Steph Curry, KD, and Team USA battling back from a 17-point deficit to come back and beat Serbia? But, hey, I got to say this, though. Shout out to Bogey. Bogey, he showed out last night for Serbia. Showed out last night for the Atlanta Hawks as well. Put in 20 points. He hit some big shots. And, look, he tried his best down the stretch, but Bogey and Nikola Jokic couldn't do quite enough with LeBron, Steph, KD, Joel Embiid hit some big shots down the stretch too. Devin Booker hit a big three. He played some good defense. So great win for Team USA coming back again down from 17 points. They lost every single quarter. They were outscored in every single quarter besides the fourth quarter. Not how you start, it's how you finish. And they finished yesterday. So good job by Team USA. Also, Noah Lyles, you probably heard about this. He was diagnosed with COVID, and I guess everybody knew he had COVID. They were keeping it under wraps, but still getting bronze with COVID. Got the bronze medal in the 200-meter with COVID. I mean, that's impressive. Crazy, pretty crazy story there as well. And then last thing before we get to Grillin' Dylan, as far as an Olympic update, Team USA, the women's national soccer team, they're playing in the gold medal match tomorrow going up against Brazil. And Germany's going to play in the bronze medal match against Spain. But Team USA going for the gold in basketball. They'll take on Wemby and that French national team. And then Team USA, as far as on the soccer side, the women's national soccer team going for gold too. And they're going to be taking on Brazil. So a couple of gold medal matches happening on Saturday, a couple of big ones. And again, that crazy story with Noah Lyles as well. But let's do it. Let's go ahead and get to Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Go ahead and call me up. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. Let's head out to South Fulton and talk to my guy, Chief. What's happening, Chief?
Happy Friday, Chief.
Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Before I get to my Friday list, You know what? Bogey showed his behind yesterday. I don't care what nobody said.
Bogey was talking
trash. Did you see him going out to Carmelo yesterday?
He did the three to the dome. It was looking right in the direction of Carmelo, man. I was like, you better go ahead, Bogey.
Boy, I got excited about watching Bogey do that, boy. Let's keep that excitement coming to the season, though, Bogey. Let's keep that same intensity. Now, let me get to my Friday list for you right quick. And this is my top five fast food sandwiches, okay?
Ooh, okay.
All right, we're going to start off with the Double Whopper from Burger King, okay? Whopper from Burger King. Then we're going to go with the Baconator, all right, from Wendy's.
Yep.
All right? And then I got to go with this. It doesn't matter where you get it from, as long as it's a good one, and that just has to be a cheesesteak.
Oh, you know, so right.
It doesn't matter where you get it. It just has to be a good one, all right? Mm. And number two has to be the Big Mac. The Big Mac has to be number two.
Okay.
My number one. And always gonna be my number one because the only thing you need is a butter bun and two pickles, and that's my Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's it.
Ooh, that's a fire list, Chief. That's a fire list, man. And I appreciate you as always, brother. You have a great weekend. Now I am gonna tweak this list a little bit. I am gonna twist this list a little bit. I don't think I've ever had a Whopper. nonetheless a double Whopper. I've had the Big Mac, but I don't think I've ever had the Whopper. I usually get, like, you know, when I've gone to Burger King, oddly enough, I've gotten a lot of chicken sandwiches from Burger King. I've also got the, like, the original, the long, like, Subway-style chicken sandwich. I've gotten that, and I've gotten their other chicken sandwiches, too, that they've come out with more recently. I've gotten, like, their Bacon Kings, like, their bacon cheeseburger. I've gotten that a lot, but I don't think I've ever just gotten the Whopper. I'm pretty sure I've never gotten the Whopper. So, with that being said, I'll keep that at 5 because I've never had it, so I can't really rate it. But it is a classic sandwich, so it deserves to be in the top 5. I'll say this, too. I'm putting the Big Mac at 4. I think the Big Mac is slightly overrated. Like, it's good, don't get me wrong, and it was probably better back in the day. But the times I've had the Big Mac, it was cool, but it was mid. It was just real mid. Like, just real eh. Like, okay, this is all right, but just the meat needs to be, like, a lot of times, like, the actual patties wasn't good. The sauce, I rock with the sauce. I rock with the Big Mac sauce, but the patties just need to be better. So maybe I just caught them on a bad day or what, but I don't know. So I'm going to put the Big Mac at 4. I'll have the Baconator at 3. I'm going to put the Baconator at 3. The Baconator is very goated, though. I've never had a bad Baconator from Wendy's. Baconator's goated. I'm going to put the cheesesteak up at 2 because, boy, if you get a good cheesesteak, ooh-wee! You get a good cheesesteak, that turn your whole day around there. No lie. And then number 1, you got to go Old Reliable. Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, doesn't matter if it's sweating a little bit. It can have been sweating in that bag a little bit. It's still hit. Shoot, I'll go as far as to say I'll eat a chicken sandwich. Even if it's not even, like, hot, I'll eat it at room temp. Even if it's a little bit cold, it can't be like cold. But if it's a little cold, I'll even eat it. If I'm real hungry and I'm desperate, I won't even warm that thing up. I'll just get in and get after it. So, a good call there from Chief. Oh, snap. We got a close friend of mine on the line. We got my boy Dez. Dez and I, now, to give you a little lore, give you a little backstory. Me and Dez, we go way back from the days at West Georgia. We actually played flag football together. We did intramural flag football together. My boy Dez, he was out there. Dez, didn't you play? You was QB, wasn't you? You was QB, right? Am I remembering that right?
Oh, I did a little QB, a little wide receiver.
Yeah. Dez, what's going on, man? Appreciate you calling in, brother. How you been?
I've been good, man. You been all right?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. I've been seeing you doing the comedy thing, man. I gotta come check you out. I gotta come check one of your shows out, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, you been doing your thing, too, on the radio. I be peeping you. I be hearing my boy on the radio doing his thing.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You know, I be trying. You know, just out here trying to make it, bro. You already know what it is.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, who you watching the preseason game tonight? Who you excited to see, man?
Oh, of course I'm watching. You already know, like you said, everybody excited to see Michael Penix. But who I really want to see, hopefully I see him, you know, I don't know. Because I did think that he didn't practice the last day. I want to see Rukororo and Braylon Trice.
Facts.
For sure.
I'm really excited to see both those, especially Braylon Trice, because I think he could be that really, like, sleeper type of dude who Falcons may have found themselves a diamond in the rough. You know, people were saying, like, he was graded out as high as a second round talent, and us getting him the third round. I think Braylon Trice is gonna have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and I think he could be really solid, man. So I'm with you on that, Dez. I'm with you on that, brother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
That D line gonna be special, I believe.
Yeah, I think it is too. We got a good mix of veteran talent, and we got some good mix of young players. So I think it'll be solid. But Dez, man, I appreciate you calling up, brother. Have a great rest of your weekend, man. And again, anytime you got a show, just let me know. I'm gonna pop through, my guy.
I appreciate you. And hey, one more thing before I go.
Yeah, what's up?
I got we be doing a Falcon podcast also on YouTube, Dirty Bird Club, me and Joe. It's called Dez and Joe Dirty Bird Club on YouTube, man. Y'all wanna get some more Falcon content, check us out.
Hey, go check that out. My boy Dez and Joe. Dirty Boys Club, man. Y'all go check that out. So appreciate my guy Dez. Have a great rest of your weekend, brother, and y'all check that out. All right, when we come back here, we got to run. We got to hand things off to the morning shift. Allie Mack back in the building. Mike Johnson and a special guest as well, filling in for Bo Squid Billy Morgan. Find out more here on the other side. We'll be back to wrap things up on the Hometown Take. Hand things off to the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.